Hey, Joe, this is Charlie Brown. We think we'll take you up on that and sleep in for at least two hours longer, which will give us about 9 hours. I think we need it.
Roger, we sure copy on that, Tom, and we'll go ahead and I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll go ahead and plan, work a flight plan around giving you an extra 4 hours. And if you want to crank up earlier, we'll see what we can do about that, cranking early in the morning then, because I think you can probably use that rent rest too. You guys had a whale of a day today.
Yeah, that was quite a day. You don't do that every day. And why don't we play it like that? So what? Give us what your proposed wake-up time is, and just like this morning we got up a little early, give us the hours for proposed wake-up time. We may beat that, over.
Okay, stand by just a second, Tom. I'll get it for you here.
John?
Charlie Brown is Houston. Tom, you sound like you could use a fountain of vigor about now.
Yeah, would you believe about two of them?
I don't know what you'd do with them after you got them, though.
Just store them up, Joe.
Roger that.
Can you uplink something like that, Joe? Yeah, could you uplink something like that?
We did our best, you know, flight plans and toolkits and stuff like that.
We noticed that on the MRL there. So I just want to ask a question, too. How did the TV look? We didn't even have time to even think about it. Over.
Say again, how does the TV look, you say?
Roger, how did the TV look during that initial station keeping? Over.
Roger, that was outstanding today. It was really good. Really had a lot of good detail, and man, that color, Tom, well, I don't know what to use for words, but you'll have to wait to get back. That really is going over.
Okay, but you could really pick the silver and the black and the flag and all that on the limb then. Over.
Roger, let's see. I don't know that we picked up the limb, but we sure got... Yeah, the SN stage was really great. We could pick up the colors on it all right. The Mylar showed up real good.
Ain't y'all where you're supposed to be at by now?
Stand by. I'll get a readout on that. You know, he's still sailing along, and I think, let me check. Yeah, we're still tracking him. Let me get some words on how far out he is. Ken, just for your info, we saw about 9.7 foot a second separation. We think it was just from that cabin venting on Snoopy after you'd separated.
Yeah, well, you know, up there is where our hatch has this insulation that's been bothering us, itching us, you know, and snowing in both cabins. And when Snoopy took off, that insulation just exploded all over the whole place. It's like a snowstorm around the moon. And out of the middle of the snowstorm came Snoopy taking off.
I'll be dead.
Houston, Dan, did you say that Snoopy's cabin pressure went down to zero? Over.
That's affirmative, Tom. It went all the way down down to zero in 10 seconds, Tom.
Hey, Joe, I went back in a second time to make sure that dump valve was in auto, so something must have happened because it was in auto.
Yeah, I copy. It's probably that forward hatch you got in the command module with you. That may have had something to do with it. Inside a dog when he was barking and kicking and scratching fleas all at the same time.
Oh, that's right.
This guy even wagged his tail a little on the acid burn.
Yeah, all right.
And he chased his tail on the stage.
Right. Like it'll be in the sleep bag underneath your couch. However, what we're going to do tomorrow is run an exercise over there in the mock-up and figure out where the best place is with all the other gear you got on board. We'll come up with several ideas and let you pick the one you like best.
see what happens if that couch happens to stroke a little bit with that metal canister underneath it. Over.
Yeah. Well, I think if you keep it rolled up pretty close to your head there, up near the ordeal box there, why, the couch strokes down and toward the bottom, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's when it hits. That may be okay.